Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning and welcome to the Avon United Methodist Church, where you can feel the love. I'm so glad to see each and every one of you this morning. Oh, and also, we want to honor all of our veterans for this weekend. This is Memorial Day weekend, and I want to just salute all of our veterans and all of the people who have served in our armed forces on today. We just want to let you know that we love you and we honor you and we thank you for your service. So at this time, we're going to have our time of centering played by none other than Mark Brennan. Amen. Amen. Please stand with me for our call to worship. It's coming from Psalm 68, verse 32 through 35. And it says, "Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth, sing praises to the Lord.
O God of the heavens, the ancient heavens, God's voice goes forth among the nations.
Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies.
Wondrous is God in the sanctuary, the God of Israel, who gives power and strength to the people."
Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, you are the Alpha and the Omega, You are the beginning and the end. All power is in your hands. Today we glorify your name. Today we lift our hands and our hearts to hear what you will say to us. We pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for their healing. We pray for those who are struggling with addiction, depression, and anything that would keep them from giving your name the glory. We pray for them that deliverance will come through your prevenient, justifying, and sanctifying grace. In Christ's name, amen. At this time, let's go to the faith we sing, Glorify Thy Name. We'll have our scripture reading read by our own sister Stormy Bailey.
Morning. Our reading is from John 17, 1 through 11. After Jesus had finished speaking to his disciple, he looked up toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come for you to bring glory to your Son, in order that he may bring glory to you. And you gave him power over all people so that he would give eternal life to everyone you have given him. Eternal life is to know you and to know Jesus Christ, the one you sent. I have brought glory to you here on earth by doing everything you gave me to do. Now, Father, give me back the glory that I had with you before the world was created. You have given me some followers from this world, and I have shown them what you are like. They were yours, but you gave them to me, and they have obeyed you. They know that you gave me everything I have. I told my followers what you told me, and they accepted it. They know that I came from you, and they believe that you are the one who sent me. I am praying for them, but not for those who belong to this world. My followers belong to you, and I am praying for them. All that I have is yours, and all that you have is mine, and they will bring glory to me. Holy Father, I am no longer in this world. I am coming to you, but my followers are still in the world. So keep them safe by the power of the name that you have given me. Then they will be one with each other, just as you and I are one. Word of the Lord.
Grace on thee.
Prayer. I just want to talk to you about the scripture reading today. The scripture reading comes from John chapter 17, and we're doing 1 through 11 right now. This is the prayer that Jesus is praying right before his crucifixion. This is right before he's getting ready to enter into a whole nother phase in his life. Now, we have the scripture. The one thing I want to show you, because we're doing this evangelism series type thing, and so I want to show you something about the power of prayer. See, sometimes we can get so busy in what we're doing that we don't stop to give God the glory. Even in the midst of tragedy and in the midst, here's the thing, it can always be worse. Oh, my feet are paining me this morning, but what about those who couldn't walk? Oh, my back is aching this morning. Ah, but you might not have a back at all. It can always be worse. And so we always want to take the time to stop intentionally and give God the glory. So this is what Jesus does. He takes a moment because, you know, he knew he was going to the cross. He could have just gone on to the cross. But no, Jesus takes a moment to stop intentionally and pray. He prays for some things that are on his mind. There's a certain level of anxiety that Jesus has as he's praying in the garden. He's praying for his disciples in this first portion. And so I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. He says, "Father, the hour has come." First of all, he's talking about a time span. "Glorify your son so that your son may glorify you." He's saying, take everything that has happened in my life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the people that have talked about me, the people who have talked favorably, the people who have not talked favorably. Take each and every one of those people, everything that's happened in my life, and you get the glory out of it. He's intentional about doing this. And so he says, "Glorify your son as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him." Here's the clause. Everyone that Jesus encountered was given to him. Every person that we all encounter in our daily lives, it's not by happenstance that this happens. It's by God's design. It was no accident. I said it to the congregation this morning. It's no accident that I came here. It wasn't happenstance. I just happened to show up. No, it was all by God's design. Because, and here's the thing, it wasn't that I'm the gift to you. It's reciprocal. You are the gift to me. And I want to thank God for whoever put a card the other day in the offering plate. I got it. It was wonderful. But thank you for that card and letting me know. The people who have said, hey, we listen to you on the radio. We love your preaching. We love it. It's blessed us. It's opened our minds. It's opened our thinking. That's not just me blessing them. That's them blessing me too. Make sense? It's not by happenstance. It's all by God's design. You never know who you're blessing just by saying hello or just by saying, God bless you. You've made a difference. Thank you. And so he says, everyone that you have given me. And he says, and this is eternal life, that they may know that you are the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now, when you read this, where is all of the emphasis going? Where is all the emphasis going? Let me just pull it out on this one here. He says, glorify, in verse 2, you can read along with me, and you gave him power over all the people. And he says, and so that he would give eternal life to everyone, what? You give him. Who is the emphasis on? It's on God. Who gets the glory? God. And so if we keep on reading, he says, an eternal life is to what? Know who? To you, to God. Who? The only true God. Remember last week when we talked about the unknown God and people had all of these different gods and polytheism and all this different stuff? And he says, listen, this is the only God, the one true God, the creator of all things, the one who manifests his power in all things, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the omniscient, the omnipotent, the one true God. That set the sun in the sky, that put the stars in place. There's nothing that happens by happenstance or accident or some kind of Big Bang evolution theory. It's all by God's perfect design. And so he says, and I have brought glory to who? You, God, here on earth, by doing everything that who? You gave me to do. This is Jesus, the embodiment of God's word, praying and giving God glory. And he's intentional about it. He stops everything in his life to reflect on what has happened and what's getting ready to happen. And he takes a moment and he gives God the glory. And he says, I've brought glory to you on earth with everything you've given me to do. And here's let's jump down to verse 6. He says, and you have given me some followers from this world, and I have shown them what you are like. Each and every one of you has a sphere of influence, your own individual influence, your own families, your own children, your own grandchildren, your own sphere of influence. And he says, I'm going to show everyone that you have given me what you are like. How am I going to do that? I'm going to love them. I'm going to smile. I'm going to hug them. I'm going to play beautiful music. I'm going to put together anthems. I'm going to take the offering. I'm going to write down their joys and concerns. I'm going to be the trustees. I'm going to usher. I'm going to show them what you're like. Am I making sense? But here's the thing. And I'm going to stop here because we're talking about the power of prayer. The one thing that we have to remember when we're praying for the people that God has given us, when we're praying on that sphere of influence, when we're giving God all of the glory, the first thing that you must understand about prayer is that all the glory belongs to God. Every single part of it. And here's the thing. He says, they are yours, and you gave them to me, and because they were able to see me, they have obeyed you, and you know what? They know everything you gave me, everything that I have comes from you. He's praying for his disciples. He's praying for his sphere of influence. How do you know this, Pastor? Here it is right here, verse 9. I'm praying for them, but not for those who belong to this world. My followers belong to you, and I'm praying for them. Sometimes we think that we're supposed to go out into all the world and pray for everybody in the world. We will burn ourselves out. We can only pray. This is by Jesus' own example. For those who God has given us to pray for. How is that so, Pastor? I said it this morning. I was at a conference, and so they were talking about what we believe as Methodists. And I was like, okay, great, let's find out. And so they said there are three forms, three stages of grace: prevenient grace, justifying grace, and sanctifying grace. And I said, oh, I knew that. And so with prevenient grace, this is the grace that exists to all the world. Because Jesus says, whosoever will, let him come, right? But then there's justifying grace. And so the justifying grace is what separates the disciples from the world. He says that if you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and in your heart and admit that he is the Son, you know, the creed that we say, I believe in God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ is one and only begotten. You know, raise your hand if you know it. Okay, that's everybody. So that confession of our faith and the reception of the Lord Jesus Christ in the urban church, we say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. I confess that I was a sinner, but by your saving grace, you know, and we accept Jesus. He says, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, then you are saved. This is justifying grace. This is the point where you no longer are a part of the world, but you're a part of the family of believers. And so Jesus says, I'm not praying for the world. I'm only praying for the ones that you gave me. Because I could pray, I was having a conversation, I could pray hellfire and brimstone down and ask the Holy Spirit to come in. But if that person is not a believer, it's of no effect. So I can't pray for the world. I can only pray for the ones who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior. So how do you evangelize? How do you pray for the world? How do you pray for the world? Pray the prayer of salvation. Before you pray for people, this is just me telling you, because I learned this, right? You have to ask them, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? They say, yes, okay, great. Let's pray. If they say no, then you pray the prayer of, would you like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you like to move from prevenient grace to justifying grace and then allow the Lord to sanctify you? Hope I'm making sense. That's just a little sidebar for our evangelism thing. All right, I got to get moving here. So he says, I'm praying for them, but not for those who belong to the world. My followers belong to you, and I am praying for them. All that I have is yours, and all that you have is mine, and they will bring glory to me. And then he makes this thing, Holy Father, I am no longer in the world. I am coming to you. Are we all going before the Father at some point? Oh, yeah. But my followers are still in the world. And so he's praying this prayer. He says, so keep them safe by the power of the name that you have given me. The Bible says that there is a name above all names that we must call on. And so then they will be one with each other, just as you and I are one. There's something in the power of solidarity. And so as the young people were talking earlier today, I was able to go into the class and Sue Moses, she was doing such a wonderful job by letting them know that we are stronger together, that when we pray together, when we all are on one accord, because wherever two or three are gathered, in whose name? Then God will perform it. When we're solid, that's when the power comes. So, the three, four things I want you to know about this. Jesus is intentional about setting aside time to pray. His prayer reflects the glory of the Father. He understands the limits of his power and his prayer. And the prayer removes the anxiety he feels for his life and the life of his friends. That's what I want you to get out of this. And then I want to give you one last scripture. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I'm done. So, at this time, let's respond by singing, Lord, be glorified. And power both now and forever. Have a great week. You are dismissed.
This has been Prayer is Power with Pastor DJ Robinson, originally broadcast May 28th, 2017. All true power is God. We can share in His power when we intentionally give God glory for all things. And in difficult times, we are stronger together through prayer.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.